Welcome to Stats Unplugged. Today we're diving into one of the most fundamental tools in statistics, simple linear regression. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to understand what simple linear regression is and why it's useful. Identify the key components, intercept, slope, and residuals. Explain how the line of best fit is determined using the least squares method. Recognize the assumptions behind regression models. Use regression analysis for prediction and hypothesis testing. What is simple linear regression? Imagine you're trying to predict sea surface temperatures, SST, along the US Pacific coast based on annual air temperatures. If higher air temperatures generally mean warmer ocean temperatures, we can model this relationship with a straight line. That's regression. Simply put, simple linear regression helps us describe and predict the relationship between two variables. Dependent variable, response. The outcome we're predicting, e.g. SST. Independent variable, predictor. The factor we think influences the response, e.g. air temperature. Mathematically, we write this as where A, intercept, the expected value of Y when X is zero, B, slope. How much Y changes for a 1 unit increase in X, E, residuals. The difference between the actual and predicted values. Finding the best fit line, the least squares method. Not all lines fit equally well. We find the line of best fit by minimizing residuals using the least squares method. In simple terms, we 1. Calculate how far each actual data point is from the predicted line, residuals. 2. Square these residuals to avoid negative values canceling out. 3. Find the line that minimizes this total squared error. Key assumptions of simple linear regression. Before using regression, we need to check a few assumptions. The relationship between X and Y is linear. The residuals are normally distributed. The variance of residuals is constant across X values, homocedasticity. Observations are independent of each other. Why does this matter? If these assumptions aren't met, our regression results may be misleading. Hypothesis testing and confidence intervals in regression isn't just about drawing lines. It's about making inferences. We often test whether the slope, B, is significantly different from zero. Null hypothesis, H0, no relationship exists, B0. Alternative hypothesis, H1, a real relationship exists, BU0. Using a t-test, we compare our sample slope to what we'd expect by chance, determining if it's statistically significant. Similarly, we calculate confidence intervals for regression parameters to estimate plausible population values rather than relying on a single number. Example, air temperature and sea surface temperature. Consider data from 1982-2019 examining air temperature versus SST. The regression equation found, this suggests that for every 1 degree C increase in air temperature, SST increases by 0.29 degrees. A hypothesis test confirmed this relationship is statistically significant. We rejected the null hypothesis that B XO at A 0.01. Final takeaway. Simple linear regression is a powerful tool for understanding relationships in data, but remember, correlation causation. Regression models relationships, but doesn't prove cause and effect. Check assumptions. Violations can lead to misleading conclusions. Think critically. Always interpret results within the context of your data. That's it for today's episode of Stats Unplugged. Thanks for listening, and see you next time for more data-driven discoveries.